Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Oltime Plastics Limited Q1 FY27 earnings conference call. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during this conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Kailash Shah, Chairman and Managing Director. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining us on our Q1 FY27 earnings call. Joining me on the call today are Nilesh Shah, Whole-time Director, Manish Ghatani, our Chief Financial Officer. We appreciate your continued interest in our company and your time today. Let me begin briefly by explaining the external macro conditions, economic context, along with our Q1 FY27 performance. Q1 FY27 demonstrated the resilience of our business amid a period of heightened volatility and our operating environment. When we spoke during our last conference call at the end of May, we had flagged that the West Asia geopolitical crisis had begun to affect us and the overall industry from March 26 onwards. Though this quarter, that crisis triggered an unprecedented spike in polymer prices at the peak, we were dealing with an increase of material costs going up by 40%-50% over our base levels. Alongside price, we also had content to do with supply availability, port congestions, extended transit times, containers non-availability, which also disrupted our raw material inflows and our shipments. Against that backdrop, I am pleased with how our business has performed. Our revenue for Q1 FY27 stood at 161 crores, up 10.5% sequentially over Q4 FY26 and up 2% year-on-year. Volume of polymers processed rose to 6,323 metric tons from 5,056 metric tons in the preceding quarter, an increase of over 25%, and capacity utilization improved from 65% to nearly 65% from our 52% in Q4 FY26 at a 39,000 metric ton capacity. So we were able to improve across revenue, volume, and utilization even as the disruption is ongoing. Our gross margin for the quarter was 39.5%. Considering the scale of the input cost increase, we observed a 240 basis point compression from the 41.9% reported in Q4 FY26. This is a considerably better outcome and reflects how quickly our commercial teams moved to renegotiate pricing across our customer base. On the export side, we worked to bring price changes, though as rapidly as each customer relationship allowed. With our largest customer, the arrangement is a structured pass-through, but it operates with a rollover in pricing, which means the benefits of the revision agreed during the quarter will be fully visible in Q2 FY27. Across the remainder of our export book, we have secured price revisions with substantially the majority of our customers, with the balance following our standard rollover mechanism over the weeks. In our domestic business, we adopted revised pricing in full and passed the increase onto our customers. The raw material environment has not yet settled. As long as the conflict continues, the volatility will persist, not only in pricing but in terms of shipment availability and timelines of material coming inwards. Once the situation genuinely resolves, we expect margin recovery to become visible with a quarter of the environment normalizing. The demand picture, though this entire period has remained sound, our order book remains strong, and our customer forecasts have held firm through the period. This is the strength of our underlying demand architecture, long product life cycles, repeated SKUs, refreshes, and embedded supply chains with global and domestic retail chains. Our current installed capacity of approximately 41,000 tons gives us a meaningful headroom. That said, the strength of our order book visibility, we have also placed new orders for 14 new injection molding machines to add approximately 1,500 tons of incremental capacity expected to come on stream in Q4 of FY27. Our geographic mix this quarter reflects some genuinely encouraging developments. The United States contributed about 19% of revenue Q1 FY27 against about 12% for FY26 as a whole. Notwithstanding the tariff environment, our US business continues to gain momentum with growing project wins from our marquee accounts, including inquiries across new product categories. We are also in active discussion on a further significant opportunity in the market, which if it converts would materially change the shape of our geography for us. I am not in a position to say more at this stage on the subject, but I want you to understand that our conviction on the United States is high. The European remain our largest market at about 52% of our revenue, while the United Kingdom contributed about 11% in Q1 FY27. Our domestic business continues to be one of the most important strategic priorities for the company, and it is progressing well. India contributed approximately 16% of revenue in the quarter. We continue to scale our brand and OEM presence and remain focused on delivering domestic growth of 30 to 35%, a business that stays central to our diversification strategy. We are progressing on both fronts here, our own all-time brand business as well as domestic OEM business. We are also developing product categories designed specially for the Indian consumer. Domestic market gives us genuine risk diversification against global supply chain geopolitical volatility. And we shall also have an opportunity to improve our overall margin profile over a time. Our bamboo initiative also remains on track. Through our fully owned subsidiary, All Time Bamboo Private Limited, we have taken a brand new 75,000 square feet facility at Madanpur, Guwahati, where currently pre-installation work for machinery, which is expected to arrive in August, is happening currently. This will serve as a dedicated bamboo board manufacturing unit with an installed capacity of 3,000 cubic meters per annum in the first phase. The manufacturing machinery has now been shipped out of China and is expected to arrive in Guwahati by mid-August. Installation is targeted for completion by the end of September, with all preparatory work including electrification already underway at the plant. Machines for downstream processing and finishing of end bamboo articles, which also will be installed at our Khatalwada facility, gives us a split processing model with upstream boards produced at Guwahati and value-added carpentry and finishing undertaken in Gujarat. On the basis, we anticipate commercial contribution from bamboo commencing from the fourth quarter of FY27. Customer response to our bamboo samples and the depth of our sustainability certification has been genuinely encouraging, and we continue to see this as a well-timed agency that complements our core business. I would also mention that our memorandum of understanding with the Northeastern Cane and Bamboo Development Corporation, with the Ministry of Development of Northeastern Region, and our empanelment as a product and a market development partner give us a structured policy support entry into the ecosystems anchored initially on a non-exclusive and a non-binding basis. For FY27, we target to achieve the utilization of approximately 75% at a capacity of 41,000 metric tons. Please read this as our current working assumptions, given how much still depends on the external geopolitical environment. The fundamentals of our business are unchanged. Our scale, our design capability, our long-standing customer relationship, our capacity headroom, our substantial strength and balance sheet, and the structural tailwind of India growing a role in a global consumer sourcing hub all remain firmly in place. We remain optimistic in the fundamental strength of our business and our ability to navigate this period. We thank you for the support. I would like to hand over to Manish to further talk about the financials. Thank you.
Thank you, Paresh bhai, and good afternoon, everyone. Let me walk you through our Q1 FY27 financial performance. All figures I refer to are on a standalone basis. Revenue from operation for Q1 FY27 stood at rupees 161 crore compared with rupees 146 crore in Q4 FY26. A sequential increase of 10.5% and against rupees 158 crore in Q1 FY26, a year-on-year increase of 2%. They recorded gross profit of rupees 64 crore with gross margin of 39.5% as compared with 41.9% in Q4 FY26 and 39.3% in Q1 FY26. As Kailash Bhai has explained, the sequential compression is attributable to entirely to raw material price inflation set against a partial and time lag revenue side pass-through. Kindly note that on a year-on-year basis, gross margins was in fact marginally higher. EBITDA for the quarter came in at rupees 23 crore with a margin of 14.3% against rupees 22 crore and 14.8% in Q4 FY26 and rupees 29 crore and 18.2% in Q1 FY26. So EBITDA grew 6.8% sequentially in absolute terms while the margin held broadly flat. The year-on-year decline of 20% in EBITDA reflects the combination of the raw material environment and the higher fixed cost base from our newly commissioned Hatalwada fab capacity. This is the transition phase dynamic and it will correct as utilization improves and those fixed costs are absorbed properly. PAT stood at rupees 12 crore with a margin of 7.5% and an increase of 28.8% sequentially from rupees 9 crore and a decline of 5.5% year-on-year from rupees 13 crore. Now coming to operating metrics, volume of polymer processed in Q1 FY27 was 6323 metric tons against 5056 metric tons in Q4 FY26. An increase of 25% and against 7399 metric tons in Q1 FY26. Capacity utilization improved to 64.9% from 51.9% in Q4 FY26 and compares with 89.7% in Q1 FY26, which was measured against a smaller installed base for that quarter prior to the Kadalwada expansion. Fixed asset turnover was 1.58 times, essentially stable against 1.59 times in Q4 FY26. On the working capital front, our net working capital cycle stood at 60 days in Q1 FY27 against 57 days at the close of FY26. The modest extension of 3 days is directly a reflection of the operating environment during the quarter. Inventory days moved to 44 from 42 as we deliberately carried somewhat higher raw material cover in response to the supply availability challenges we were encountering, and receivable days moved to 50 from 48 reflecting the shipment timing dynamics through the period. Payable days were stable at 34. This can be seen as a well-controlled outcome in a quarter of this nature. Our balance sheet with debt to equity at 0.14 times is very robust. To conclude, the building blocks for the remainder of FY27 capacity headroom, order book strength, the domestic build-out, the United States momentum and the bamboo vertical commencing in Q4 are all in place. With that, I will hand over the call back to the moderator for the Q&A session. Thank you.
Should we begin with the question and answer session now?
Yes.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Akshay Cheda from Canara. Please proceed.
Hello. Yeah, thank you for the opportunity, sir. So just three questions from my side.
We are not able to hear you.
Akshay sir, can you please be a little louder?
Hello. Is it possible? Better now?
Yeah.
Yes, sir. So three questions from my side. So first thing, you mentioned that you are facing the shipment challenges both inbound and outbound. So, because we were not able to ship few of the goods, does it mean that it was a lost sale or it will flow through in the supply?
No, it is not a loss. It gets into a supply delay, possibly a delay of a week or so or something like that. Never is a loss.
So, that will be flowing through in the subsequent?
Yes, in the next month it flows through. Suppose in the month if the container shipping line containers are not available due to container shortages, then it flows up to the next week or the next vessel cycle.
Sir, could you quantify what could be this volume which should have been spilled over to the first quarter?
So it was around 5 crores of sale, out of
okay.
which 3 something is export and rest is domestic. So 3 crore is around what will be added in July.
Okay, got it.
It's been treated as in transit. And apart from that, there were containers at factory which were not in transit. That will also be added in this. So that is around 2.5 crore worth. So total
okay.
5.5 crore will be added in this July.
Got it. Sir, second question, I think we have guided for a 75% capacity utilization. So is it on 39,000 tons or 41,000 tons?
It will be 41,000 tons for remaining
okay.
9 months.
Okay, okay. Got it. And sir, last question from my side, sir. Actually, we have seen a lot of employee expense going up. Obviously, it has to do with the Khatalwada facility. So what could be the steady run rate for the balance 3 quarters if I have to look at the employee expense? Would the Q1 be the fair assumption for the entire year if we annualize it, or it will still go up?
It will be the fair. Little bit, if increase will be very little bit, but Q1 will be fair to
okay, okay, okay. Got it, sir. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Nirali from Unique PMS. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. So you mentioned that we have seen raw material price volatility of upwards of 40%. So when we look at the quarter's revenue, what will be the pricing growth and the volume growth for the quarter?
Just 1 minute, I will give you the...
Sorry, didn't get your question
volume
properly. So pricing has increased by 40%, that's what you are saying, and then you are...
So asking. Raw material prices increased by 40%, so I'm sure you would have passed some of the price increase. So what was that number, like till what extent did we see pricing growth and what was the volume growth? Because you said the polymer processed has grew by 25% Q on Q. So that is not reflected in numbers.
So basically the polymer overall, if I may say 40 to 50%, it could be ranging between that range, at an average range, which could be one of the peak ones. The raw material content itself, what we have in our product mix, is around 50 to 53% on the product mix side. The raw material content itself. So even if the mix is at around 40%, the impact on the price can be around 20%. On the sales side, about 15%, you can understand.
Okay.
So to answer your question regarding the volume, so you are comparing the production volume, but then the sales volume was more in quarter four. So the sales volume was around 5831 ton, and in this quarter the volume is 6090 sales volume.
6090, and for the last quarter it was 5813.
Yeah, 5813. So you can compare that, and then you can see. Because if you see the production, then it will not give the clear picture. Because sales volume is different in the last quarter, because the sales was more from the inventory and the production was lesser.
Right. So if I see the volume growth was around 5% and the revenue growth that you reported was 11%. So there is a huge delta for the pricing increase yet to be passed to the customers, right?
Yes.
Second quarter it will come.
So there is a time lag. So it will be passed. Already it has been confirmed by the customer, but now it will reflect in the Q2.
Okay. So so once the situation normalizes, we'll see one quarter where we will see a very good growth on the pricing front because of the cost that is yet to be passed, where the raw material would have stabilized. Is that understanding correct? So one quarter we should see some exceptional growth.
Yes, sure. Yes.
Right. And so why is this volume, the sales volume, just a growth of 5%? So is it a demand issue? What is the issue for the sales volume to be so low?
So Nirali, demand issue is not there. Mostly it was because of that availability of raw material that time. and the logistic problem. So now it will reflect in the Q2. So demand is what we were expecting. It is better than what we were expecting. So demand is not an issue. The logistic is an issue and raw material availability was an issue. So that raw material availability hits our April and May. And then June improved. So now in Q2, you will see the demand, better demand impact. So Q2 will be much better, yeah.
Okay. Fair enough. And you just mentioned that Khatalwada capacity to reach 41,000. So we were planning to add 6,000 metric tons for a year, right?
We are still planning that only. So 1,500 we have visibility for the demand. So that we have ordered, that type of machines we have ordered. So that will arrive in Q3 and it will be fully available in Q4. Remaining 4,000 we are planning as per the demand we'll order. So we are planning to order in third quarter that. So maybe by fourth quarter end we'll receive those 4,000.
To clarify a little bit on this further to Manish, we run on some projects with large customers. So we don't want to jump the gun and put the money where the right equipment is also selected and not do a generic investment at this stage now where we have reached. So we would be focused on our selection of the right project and then take that call. But that we still are ready for doing that, so it's not a problem.
So is it, are you trying to say that we still don't have visibility for this 4,000 metric tons and hence we are delaying a little bit?
No, it's not question of visibility. What happens is sometimes the visibility from the same customer, the product line changes and you might not have the right equipment to efficiently make it at the best price. So it is better to wait for some time to take that call in a wiser manner with so much of volatility happening. Yeah, with the volatility we have been able to, and the turnover, there will be no drop in turnover or the projected volume for the sales what we are planning with the equipments what we already have. That's not going to be a limiting block for us to reach our sales targets and numbers.
Right.
Because our business is such. Our business is not that, it's a model where it is like that, yeah.
Right. And in your commentary, you also, you want to grow the domestic business by 30-35%. But for the quarter, was that number flat?
Yeah, for the quarter, it was flat because we went for a full price change with all our customers. And also, we had to set up our capacities at Khatalwada to be operationalized to get the domestic business. Because domestic, we didn't do a step-up price change. We waited, we halted the production. We asked for a full change which should be impacted to us because domestic we will never get that transition opportunity of resetting the prices with them like how we are able to do with our export customers. So now the price change has been fully accepted and the orders are flowing in full flow from the domestic business also.
Right. And for this bamboo part, so our initial thought process was 15 crore of capex and 60 crore of revenue from that part, the phase one that you say. So that still holds true, right?
Yes, but then the capex might increase looking at the next phase. So yes, 15 crore is fine for 3000 CBM.
Okay. So just one last clarification from my side and then I'll move on. So for the longest time we have seen our revenue, quarterly revenue to be around this 150 crores. Putting the geopolitical issue aside, from the next quarter, if we see stability on the global side, can we expect a 15-20% revenue growth?
So the demand we are having, definitely it is more than 15-20% increase. So demand is there, we have order book also in hand. So yes, if the situation doesn't change, so then definitely we'll achieve that 15-20%.
Okay, and the margin should also improve with that.
Both will improve because...
Really, we can't comment on the margin, but EBITDA definitely will improve because margin, we are doing this 39% historically also. So margin we can't comment, but EBITDA will definitely increase if the growth is there of 15-20%.
But why can't you see on margin front?
See, margin, I didn't get your point. Like margin on the product mix also it depends, and historically we are doing between 39-40%. We can't comment on that, but yes, if the sales grow, then the expenses will be absorbed and EBITDA will definitely improve.
No, because when you want to grow domestic business so aggressively, which is a higher margin business, then definitely it should reflect in margins also, right?
Base, the percentage looks higher, the base is smaller, right?
Right.
Yes,
but 30-35% growth is a good growth for the domestic business.
Yes.
So that will increase, but the margin impact will not be that much. If 30-35% is also the increase, then we are talking about a 12% business, 13% business. Because domestic 16% is total, but out of that 3% is not our all-time brand. So that 12-13% business will definitely grow by 30-35%, and that will reflect in the GP margin also. Definitely margin will also increase, but I can assure you that EBITDA will definitely increase, because we are having a demand with low margin customers also in export.
Right. So my point, just to be very clear, my point
is
not interrupt
you, Rinali ma'am, but can you please come in the follow-up question? Please rejoin the queue. Thank you. A reminder to all participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Ananya Nichani from Thinkwise Wealth Managers. Please proceed with your question.
Am I audible?
Yes.
So my first question is on domestic. We've seen domestic has been flat YOY and Q1Q at about 26 crores. So, I mean, what are your thoughts on that? And 30-35%, where are we getting the confidence for that? What are the drivers for the same? Yeah.
So, as already Kaleshma expressed earlier, the change on pricing into the marketplace was one of the areas for which we needed almost about 8 weeks. So, the first quarter, we lost almost 8 weeks. Quarter going ahead, we are quite upbeat because the order books are full. And we are definitely going to achieve our numbers.
Okay.
Have I answered you well?
Yes.
Sure.
And also, can you give like a rough indication on how much price was passed through in Q1 and what's remaining, just in percentage terms if possible?
So for domestic, we have passed on 100%. For our largest customer, there is a time gap of 8 weeks, so that will also be reflecting in this quarter only. And remaining customers, we have done 50%, which we have indicated in the last call also, that we have already done, and it will be a longer period, so that there will not be a loss to us.
Yes.
Okay, sir. Sir, also in July, there was quite heavy rains in Khatalwada and that region. So, any adverse impact on production that you have experienced? Can you talk about that?
Yes, so we had some shutdown due to power disturbance at Khatalwada facility for 1.5 days and at Daman plant for 3 days. But as far as the assets are concerned, our people are concerned, and our site's safety is concerned, we were all intact. Nothing was reported at our sites, and our sites are safe. In fact, the sites nearby to us got a factory saw flooding also. Yeah.
Okay, sir, that's good to hear. Thank you so much.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rajesh from Raghav Capital. Please proceed.
Hello.
Yes.
Yes, sir. So my question is on the bamboo facility. So you said that by the September you will install the machines. So do we see a commencement of operation from from fourth quarter?
Yes.
So what will be the revenue will generate for the fourth quarter?
2,000 CBM capacity.
So the revenue will be for the quarter, what we are expecting for the year was around 75% utilization of 3000 CBM. So it will be around 20% of 75% utilization. So we'll be doing that much in that quarter.
Okay. And one more question is on the bamboo. So once we produce the bamboo and we get the orders, so do we see any cannibalization in plastic revenue also? Because the same company or same customer will be buying the bamboo product from you, so and will be reducing the plastic products. So do we see any cannibalization and flat revenue on?
No. I will add. There is no cannibalization of the business will happen due to bamboo products introduction. There are different price point customers for both the product segments, like a chopping board, when plastic is a much different price than a chopping board of bamboo, and the end consumer is different. In fact, this will help us to grow our business with our existing customers, and bamboo will also open up doors for new customers who are exclusively doing bamboo work.
Okay. So what is the margins differentiation between the plastic and the bamboo?
The margins on the bamboo business are much slightly a few points higher basis point than our plastic business currently.
Okay, sir. Okay, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Agam Shah, an individual investor. Please proceed.
All right. Thanks for the opportunity, sir. Quick question. So, I missed your opening remarks, sir. I joined in late, so I don't know whether you have spoken or not, but can you talk, so how is the current scenario or the demand? Are we back to normal shipping and in terms of pricing and everything for export as well?
Yeah, I did cover in my opening remarks, but I can give it for you for your benefit, that the pricing pass on has happened to most of our customers, domestic 100%. Other customers where the rollover mechanism is there, the rollover, quarter to quarter rollover delay is there. Otherwise it is passed on. Some of the customers, what we have said, 15-20% of our business, we've been able to pass on 50% of the pricing, which is only restricted to about 10-15% of our business. But that is going to be given us later when the price momentum goes down, we will have a more time for our recovery of that loss margin.
Okay. And are the shipments books, also
going? Are good. Forecasts have not yet deviated from any of our customers. The play is good. America market is also doing good.
And our shipments are going?
America market is also doing good with our current customers. So that's also doing fairly well.
Okay. So is it safe to say we'll be back to the 15% volume growth?
Yes.
Okay. And you also alluded that there will be some increase in capex for bamboo, right?
So this is marginal. Right now we have put this capex at 3000 CBM space, and once this new automated machines and everything get deployed, and then we might have some differences what Manish was trying to indicate. Not much.
So that is for the same capacity only or for the newer capacity you need?
Existing only. Slight machines, because some of the machines we may need to, special machines and special equipments to we need to buy, that we will take a call later. Okay. But currently all the machines are now shipped out, so they are all in transit. That also had a lot of delay. Machines were ready and due to shipping containers not available in China, we lost 3 weeks, about maximum 19 to 20 days.
Okay. And any further plans to increase the capacity next year?
Yeah. We are very much continuously ramp this up, because we are seeing good traction post our exhibition show and display of samples. We have good traction with our existing customers also, and new customers have also shown interest in the product. And the best part is that they like the Indian bamboo color and feel and the quality, which was one of our fears initially, that people are used to seeing Chinese bamboo color, whether they will appreciate a darker shade or not, but that fear is now no more.
Okay, and any newer products or newer material we are planning to launch or anything in pipeline you would like to comment?
Nothing specific to talk about in terms of new material. Some grades of plastic here and there have changed. Otherwise, nothing on new on the material side right now.
Okay. Thanks, Vishal Sarath. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Anant Mundra from My Temple Capital. Please proceed.
Hello. Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I wanted to just understand that our assumption of 75% capacity utilization for this year, is it contingent on the geopolitical situation normalizing further, or now the situation has kind of adjusted and we are still confident of achieving this even if the geopolitical situation...
I think we will be able to achieve it. We don't see contingent of that. Only what the contingency lies in supply delays. That's our biggest challenge today. That's the only challenge what we are facing in for our materials. We don't see any other issue because of the prices gone up, the orders will slow down or something like that. That challenge is not there. People have bought in now.
Okay. And sir, on the incremental capacity that we are adding, and we plan to reach to 52,000 soon, so incremental capacity, the anchor customer is again going to be the largest customer that we have, or do you see US customers contributing more?
Concentration of the US customers will definitely be more, but our largest customer is also, as it's in public news, the largest customers have already showed a very aggressive expansion plan in India. In the next 2 years, which will definitely help in growing our India domestic business with the largest customer.
All right. So, could you elaborate on what their plans are for the domestic market and how much does each store add in terms of revenue for us?
Historically, we can see that around each store gives around 40... you can, at a conservative side, I am saying 40 lakhs, but generally it is 50 lakhs. But all depends on the size of the store and the model what they open up per month per store.
Okay. And how many stores are they planning to open over the next 2 years?
That's what they on public they have said. They have announced 22 or 20. Yeah. They have announced the 20-25, but possibly if 2 years does not happen, 3 years it will definitely happen. Yeah, 2 to 4 years. Whatever is the time, that's in public news. So,
okay.
Yeah. So that will give us a steady growth. And with that, we also foresee some of the import substitution items which currently they are importing will also start adding to our range for our largest customer. Because currently those imports, those items because of less stores. And those are expensive.
Got it. So the incremental capacity is going to be directed... first customers on the export side?
No, incremental capacity more would be towards the US market than our new customers.
Okay. Thank you. That's it from my end.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Anu Parakh from Anand Rathi. Please proceed.
Yeah, hi sir. So my first question would be on the demand outlook. What are we expecting for the consumer?
Ma'am, can you please be a little louder? We can't hear you properly.
Am I audible now?
Yeah, much better.
Yeah, so on the demand outlook for the consumer housewares category, like what are our expectations for FY27 and in terms of seasonality, if you can highlight which quarters are the strongest for us?
So there is not that much seasonality in our business, but H1 and H2 has a difference. So H2 is more and H1 is little lesser than H2, but seasonality is not there in our business. And as of now, we are having a strong order book, so we are expecting at least 15-20% growth in FY27.
Okay, on a consolidated basis for the company.
And so
my second question is, can you please highlight on the competitive intensity in the B2C sales? Like, is the unorganized segment struggling because of the volatility in the raw material prices and whether they have taken similar price hikes like us?
It's not troubling us that much, unorganized sector, though it is there, but in fact we get a better opportunity at these kind of time because of high output, high cost, the working capital stress is there on the smaller unorganized sector, which gives us a better opportunity to enter. And when we are selling in large volumes to large retailers, they also now understand that the brand and the packaging and the product functionality are very, very important. So they are also looking at different strategies to select suppliers.
Understood. Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. The next question is from the line of Dave Mehta from Unique PMS. Please proceed.
Hi, sir. So we have done 18 to 19% of EBITDA margins in FY24 and FY25. So when are we expecting to get to those levels again going ahead?
Once we achieve 80% utilization of our capacity, we'll be there.
Okay, so for FY27, we can expect in the line of 16-17%?
Better than last year, definitely. I can't comment whether it will be 16-17, but it will be better than what we have done last year.
Okay, but directionally 18-19% is the sustainable margins, right?
Sustainable margin, 80% utilization of the capacity. It is sustainable.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Agam Shah, an individual investor. Please proceed.
I had the same question on the margin front you just answered to the previous participant.
Okay. Thank you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. I repeat, anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. Ladies and gentlemen, as there are no further questions, with that we conclude today's conference call. On behalf of All Time Plastics Limited, that concludes this conference. We thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you all of you.
Thank you.